Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudge Book.
Hey, welcome Saturday night, Grudge Inc. Live. Welcome to the jungle. Got a lot of things to get to tonight. Got a lot of things going on in Martin, Michigan. And them OKC boys are back at it again. Talking shit, fixing races. Real quick, I got some reports in. Oh, I think I got more reports coming. Let me see if I get them in right now. Chicken bake.
What's going on, Teo?
What's going on, man?
Man, we here having a ball here in Martin, Michigan.
God, though.
Well, I figured you guys would be.
Man, hey, I got a lot of stuff to tell you, but it's going to get noisy because we're in the bleachers.
They doing a shootout.
Who's in it?
Oh, I gotta put you on mute.
Nah, he didn't have to put me on mute. We can listen to the racing.
Well, if you want to hear it, go ahead.
Hell yeah. Hey, that's what the show's about. It's supposed to be about racing. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I heard that SVO beat Johnny Quick, but I heard Johnny Quick hit the wall.
Yeah, we got a videotape on it. I'm trying to get a copy of the videotape. Man, he hit both sides of the wall. Tore his car off. Now he's back on the drawing board.
And how's he doing?
He was beating SVO. But when he got squiggly and hit that wall, SVO went on and won it.
Wow.
I mean, he was out on SVO.
Ooh. Well, you know what? Let me tell you what's happening, man.
Go ahead.
The girls from Oklahoma City are calling out Florida and Georgia.
You talking about what, the girl from Oklahoma?
Yeah. Hey, what's the weather like out there?
Excellent, man. It's been nice all day. I got here last, when I shut the shop down about 1:30, I left and got here about 4 o'clock and spent the night at the track. It's been good ever since. We ain't had a drop of rain.
Wow. Hey, is Sleepy enjoying those flip-flops?
Man, listen, I need you to tell Sleepy to give me them flip-flops. Because I told him, Tao told you to wear them at the track. He forgot to bring. So when I see him, I'm going to tell him, Tao told me to give me them flip-flops because he didn't even bring them with him.
You're kidding.
He forgot he's so geek.
Oh, he's fired. He can't handle the heat.
Hey, Corey, Tails ain't sleepy fire. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Corey said, what's up, Tails?
Doing the face pack out there?
Man, that didn't sound good.
No, he didn't change here.
Mm-mm.
Hey, what other races are coming up?
Here we go. We go to shootout. You got a little bit more to shoot out, and then the grudge race gonna go on.
So who they got coming up for grudge racing?
I don't know. Man, that guy just left all kind of pieces all down the track.
Gonna be shut down for a little bit.
Probably again. We just got to cleaning up Johnny Quick's mess.
Wow. But Johnny Quick's okay, though, right?
Yeah. Thank God he's good. That's the most important thing.
Wow. So did Lady K make it out there?
See, you would have won the bet. Oh, man. You
he's there?
We'd have had $35. I'd have had to stroke over to you.
He's there?
Yeah. We couldn't believe it.
Man.
Hey, I'm going to text you some information on that.
Wow, what happened?
Oh, can you put me in the quiet room?
No, I don't care if you want to put it on the air.
I do.
Oh.
Yeah, I got something in the car just in case for this as well. Oh, they cleaning the track again.
Did he come up there with his fast-ass Vega?
Do you cut it out?
You know the car that he beat me with?
I'll talk to you later. No. You about to go, sir? You about to go?
Hey, let me ask this question.
Yeah.
Did this little criminal come out there?
No, I hadn't talked to him. I forgot to call him.
I thought that might be the news you were going to give me.
No. I forgot. I seen Jay Murder at 41 last week.
Who?
Jay Murder.
He won a
Miss Super Sports call us.
Oh, okay.
So everyone can see. This is a lot of horsepower, guys. You guys gotta stand.
Man, it's such a big crowd out here, Tail.
Well,
Whole lot of cars.
Gonna be there.
Whole lot of cars.
Wow, did your girl come talk to you?
I went and talked to her. Didn't want to, but
I went and talked to her.
Oh, yeah?
And she was feeling kind of sick in the stomach. She might be pregnant.
She ain't nobody gonna fuck that.
She was feeling kind of sick. She might be pregnant. I don't know by who.
You should have told him I was on my way there. Then he'd have been throwing up all over the place.
Oh, I finally met my boy.
Who?
Uncle Larry.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, finally met Uncle Larry.
Oh, what do you have to say?
Oh, he was like, "This shake and bake." I'm like, "Yeah, the shake and bake." He had a golf cart and all his grandkids on the back having a nice time. I really enjoyed the brother.
And they raced an 8th mile there?
8 and 1/4. The last race was 1/4.
Oh, okay. What is the shootout though? 8 mile?
I think so. What, Tyson? He ain't call you?
No.
I ain't seen him unless he out here hiding in the bushes or something. But, man, it's got to be about 4,000 people here, dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Is Tony raced anybody? Little Tony raced anybody?
No. Only car we seen was from his group was Cold Killer. And Cold Killer raced it. Who was that earlier?
I heard he lost.
Chad?
Chip.
He lost, didn't he?
No. Take that back. He ran Lucas.
Yeah, Lucas.
Yeah, he lost, right?
Yeah, and he lost that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Wait, well, hey, he's from Florida, isn't he?
Huh?
He's from Florida, isn't he?
I can't hear you.
I said Cole Killer's from Florida, right?
Lucas from Chicago.
No, listen. Cole Killer. He's from Florida, isn't he?
No, not Florida. Cole Killer from South Carolina.
So he can go to Florida.
Yeah, right above Florida.
I guess rumor has it that the guy from Oklahoma won a race Big Low.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The guy from Oklahoma wants to dib and dab with Big Low?
Listen, let me tell you something. All those guys from Oklahoma, if say they want to race the best guy down there, the fastest guy down there, and they never do. They handpick their little guys they're going to race, and they give them a little something-something to throw the race so they can win.
Mm-hmm. Same thing they were trying to do when they come to Detroit.
Hey, listen. You know they don't air the shows that they lose. They still haven't put on Tough Enough out of Chicago.
Nope, they're not going to do that.
No, hell no, they're not. Because that was an ass whooping.
That's stabbing their own self in the back. And they ain't going to tell they got kicked out of the Motor City.
Oh, no. And that race, the gap between Tough Enough and the Sonoma was bigger than my dicky dude to the ground.
Really?
Wow. Well, I'm glad that those guys are getting off up there. They're going to be in the wee hours of the morning?
Yeah, we'll probably be in until about 12, 1 o'clock. They usually let us on and stay late.
Man, I can't believe Sleepy left his flip-flops at home.
That's okay. You send a self-addressed stamp envelope and make him give them to Shake and Bake. what they call it, a Stazy.
You know what, though?
Cool.
That might have just been a little too much for him to handle. So flip-flops from California, out there at Martin. That just might have been a bit much, you know, you just wouldn't know which way to go.
Oh, he said to me in person that he wished he had brought him because
I got my sandals on, and other people do because it got kind of hot early today. And he wished he had had them flip-flops.
Wow.
And Tony, little Tony got a line as long as almost an eighth of a mile. People in line trying to get some food. They
oh,
got
really?
Burgers, hot dogs, cheeseburgers, hot dogs, that corn on the cob. Make me want to slap my mama.
Dang.
Well, that's good. You know, that's what he's known for.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that's what brings the people in the gate. Hey, did
Brian Davis, Chucky, he ran at the track Thursday and broke his car again.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. I hate to hear this breakdown, but God. Well, you know, he broke down. Chemo broke down. Johnny Quick broke down. Hey, we got a lot of people broke down.
Did Chemo make it out?
What happened to Turbo GT? Oh, Turbo GT wrecked. God.
He wrecked too?
Yeah.
Now, I got to ask this question. Because I keep hearing that this track is one of the best looking tracks in the nation.
Oh, dude, it is. Nope. Not a question. Not a question. This track here, oh, man. Now, you know Norwalk in Ohio is John Forrest's track, right?
Right.
And it looks real good. It looks real good. This is second to John Forrest's track.
But my question is, though, if the track's that good, why are people crashing?
Something wrong with their car, technical difficulty. Like, one guy, he didn't want to get out of it because his adrenaline was pumped up so strong that he wanted to win the race. And you see the car spinning, but he refused to get out of it. And still hit it. Hit the wall. They adrenaline right now is pumped up so strong, tail, they don't get out of it. They just still trying to win that race. And if you got a lot of money on the line, they want it.
Yeah, but don't you think that track should be sticking all the way down?
Well, it's straight. It'll be technical difficulties, something wrong with your car, or driver error.
So it ain't the track.
It ain't the track, dude. Hey, you won't find a person in this place complaining about this track. You won't. These people out here right now walking the track with two guys on each side, making sure ain't nothing in the lane. Because that last car went through there, puked up for everything.
Yeah.
They got new tractors. They got slicks, brand new slicks on the back of the tractor, dragging the track. One person be on one lane, another be on another lane. Oh, they Milan need to come over here and watch what they doing. These guys is down. EMS
no,
off to the guy with the lights on.
I think somebody else who owns Milan.
Hold on.
Yeah,
hold on, I can't hear you.
Hey, Chris, good night. Chris, I'm going to open your mic in a second, babe.
Go ahead.
Hey, listen. What's your phone on mute? I'm going to open another mic right now.
Go.
Try to get Tyson in. I got a yak at him.
So what now?
I said, see if you can get a hold of Tyson.
Okay, I'll see if I can switch over without.
Tell Lady K I said he's a bitch. All right, man. Chris, you there?
Yeah, man.
What's going on, babe?
You know it. What's up with you, Tao?
Oh, you know me, man. I'm trying to stay out of trouble. But it never works out that way.
Right. So what do you think about all this going on down south here?
Now, here's my thoughts. Because you know I got a whole bunch.
Oh, yeah. Well, we both do.
And here's the thing. They're going to say they want to race all the big guys. They're going to say they want to race Big Low and all the headliner names down there to stir all that stuff up. But the show's not going to let them lose. And they're going to go through that. They're going to pick and choose their cars. And then that's what you're going to see. So you're not going to see Ford as fastest, but you're going to see fast cars. But they're cars that can't run with them.
Well, exactly. It's going to be washed up cats. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be guys
yep.
that, you know, aren't in the game anymore, you know, that are going to get their few minutes of fame and, you know, they'll hand them some money and throw the race or they'll race somebody that they guarantee can be beat.
Exactly.
You know,
now,
that's just the way it is. Anybody that calls them out, they know not to run them. I mean, if somebody calls them straight out, they don't want to mess with them because obviously they feel like, you know, there's a possibility of losing. You know, it's like I said before, you know, when they make these little lists and things, you know, like they've got going on right now, you know, they're going to run Big Low down here, et cetera, and they want other people from Florida and Georgia. Well, that's great. All of us that jump in there, that's just like a little cheat sheet. You know, they know right then by everybody that says, I'll do it, not to fuck with them guys because we're the ones that said, okay, we'll do it. Let's find somebody else that hasn't said that so we know we've got a chance at winning it or buying it out.
See, that's what I find about it. And you get all these people who jump on that OKC bandwagon. And I
get that
because it's like the WWE, the wrestling.
Right.
You guys have so many people who think that's real shit. It's entertaining. I get that. But what these guys are doing, and this is my opinion, are slapping street racers in the face. They're saying, we'll race you on the street. We'll race your fastest car in the street. But then when they get there, they pick 20 cars, and out of those 20 cars, they're going to pick 5 or 6.
Sure.
Depending
sure.
on how many cars they bring.
Sure.
So they
you know,
get to
I mean,
pick.
Well, yeah. You know, and I don't have any problem with you know, them making their money and stuff like that. That's all great. My biggest problem is, you know, let's not make such a bold statement and then try to buy the race off or not race the people that are saying, hey, you know, I'm in your back door. Let's do it. You know, that's my problem. You know, I don't understand it. You know, if you're going to make the statement, at least have the nuts to stand up and run the ones that say, hey, you know, I'll do it. You know,
exactly.
It doesn't matter if it's a big tire car, small tire car, yada yada yada. Numbers are numbers, period. You know, that's just how I look at it.
You know, when they came out to California, my boy Chad put out a call out video to the Street Outlaws, and then they got in contact with him, and he says, "Here's my car, it's running." And he wanted to race Chuck. That's who
right.
he wanted to race.
Well, that's who I'd want.
And here's the thing. They told him no. They already had the cars that they were going to race. And Chad's
yeah,
car was faster than 3 of the cars that were there.
Well, yeah, I
so
know
now
Chad's
if you
car.
Have,
Chad's car runs great.
Yeah, so now if you have, if you're saying you're coming out to California to race the fastest we have, and which they didn't. They raced a couple cars out there that were really fast. But to have Chad not in this, that's when I started calling bullshit.
Well, yeah.
It was these guys from the Valley that wanted to be on TV with their slow-ass car that Chad would run circles around. Because those guys had the line in, they got on the show.
Right.
So that part of it, it's like, You got a car that's fast. You got a car that wants to race you guys, and now you're not letting them.
Well, and, you know, all that does is just, you know, basically show what kind of pussy they really are.
And then I saw, I don't watch the show, but when I'm flipping through channels and I see it on, I'll watch it then. So I'm not
right.
One of those guys, I don't even know what night it comes on. But when I see it, I'll watch a little bit of it, as much as I can stomach. And then I heard Sean, when they were in Louisiana, saying the guy, somebody was getting him mad, and he was ready to punch him.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, these are six white guys that are going down to Louisiana with a whole bunch of brothers down there, and they're going to punch someone in the mouth down in Louisiana. I'm going to tell you, I saw a movie once called Southern Comfort, and then Cajuns were burying the United States Army all over them swamps. So I don't fuck
right.
with nobody from Louisiana.
Well, I mean, you know, you got to understand, you know, Sean can run his mouth like that because he's on set, you see.
That's all
it's
it
in
is.
The script. It's in the script.
Yeah.
You know, whereas if none of that was around, I can promise you he'd shut his mouth off like that, smoking or not.
Exactly. You know, I know the running shit back and forth. I mean, I got a big mouth. But, you know, it's nice to make those bold statements when you're hiding behind the camera. But my whole thing was, man, if you're going to do something like that, do it right there on camera. Don't come off camera in your little interview part and say what you were going to do.
Well, why even
say it? That's what
say
I'm saying,
it,
man.
You know,
these guys are cowards.
I mean, why even say it? If you're thinking it, just do it. Why even say it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I don't know. But, I mean, it's really, it's become the Jerry Springer of TV shows for racing. I mean, it really has. You know, I mean, it's gotten increasingly worse over the years.
You know,
it's great.
I think they have a good product, though. I think they have a making of a good show.
Well, they do if they don't let it get out of hand like it is.
I get these things on my Facebook from them about what T-shirt do you like better? What person do you think is going to win this next race? This guy, and I just put on a comment, I put, who the fuck cares? I don't.
It's whoever's paid.
Yeah. They're turning this more into a marketing thing.
It is.
I just can't believe how many people buy into this as real?
Oh, dude. I mean, really, think about it. I mean, you know, for a fact, it's like you said, you know, the wrestling thing and stuff like that, dude. I mean, it's just, there's people out there that honest to God believes this is how it is. You know, and it's like I've always said, but there's a bunch of us out here that knows better. And we're the ones that they don't want to hear from. You know, I mean,
and that's right,
and
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. These guys came out here, and they came to Compton, where we race at.
Yeah, Compton. I mean, come on.
They were out at probably the best hooking street in the state of California, or at least one of them. And when the LAPD rolled up, someone told them, said, hey, look, these guys are from Oklahoma, and it's a TV show. The guy says, I'll be back in 15 minutes. Get it done. So he drives off. Bodie, the guy that had the red Nova, pulls his Nova out of the trailer. 13 minutes later, the Sonoma comes off the trailer. Then the helicopters come and this and that, and they got to throw everything back in the trailer. They knew they were on a time limit. They knew they had a free pass on that street. Sure. And they didn't have the balls to get it off. That's why I have no respect for those guys. Now, do they race? Of course they do. Do they have fast cars? Yep, they sure do. But I have not seen them win a race when they race somebody that's set up the same as them. Well, toughen up in Chicago, whooped his ass. And I heard somebody in Detroit tore into his ass.
Well, and yeah.
And if they come down to Florida, the same thing's going to happen, and you probably won't even see that show aired.
No, you won't. You won't. And you won't see them run anybody from down here that has, other than Big Low, because that's what's going to bring it here, okay?
Right.
But you won't see anybody else that has actually said, you know, I ain't got no problem with lining up with you. Because those are the guys that they don't want no part of. You know, they're the guns that are coming in there saying, hey, it don't matter to me what you got, where you want to do it, how you want to do it, when you want to do it. You know, and these guys from OKC don't want to hear that because basically that's just them saying point blank, you know, we're going to tune your ass, and they'd rather not take that chance. You know, and Discovery's not going to let them take that chance.
You know what I did, Chris?
What's that?
I sent a message to Sean, and I told him I was with Grudge Inc., and in Grudge Inc., I could put a top 10 list together that would race their top 10 list together.
Right.
And I never heard from them.
Well, no, you're not going to neither, because, again, these are cars that will tune their ass.
Then listen, this is what I did. I forward that same email, the same message, not an email, to Big Chief.
Right.
The response back to me was, we don't race on the track. We race on the street. So then I started thinking, with those kind of cars, would they hook better on a track?
Yeah, but, you know, the thing is, that's their little niche. And some of them have got, you know, the computerized suspension and track, or, you know, tune set up and things like that, you know, that adjust to the track or to the street as it goes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's their whole niche, you know. Or that's what they like to play as being the niche. If they raced at the track, they're not going to go to the track because they're nobody special. The odds are against them at the track. Because for every car, you know, their car, it's all right. Like Murder Nova will say, Sean's car. And I don't even want to call it Murder Nova. Let's just call it Nova. Sean's Nova. When Sean goes to the track, I promise you there's seven others just like his there. So the odds of him being able to win is a lot less than if he's out on the street because you don't see that sort of thing out on the street. You know, that's why they don't want to play the track. I know for a fact that Dave's been called out numerous times at the track. I've talked to different people, and he won't do it, period. You know, he'll be doing a promotional thing or something like that. And, you know, from what I understand, he went to Tennessee. You know, three different guys at Tennessee called him out. I mean, point blank in his face, and he wouldn't do it.
And that's the part that I don't understand. We told the guy, I said, when I got the message back, we don't race on the track, I sent a message back saying, okay, we'll do it on the street. Still haven't heard back from them. Now, they're going to get 10 cars just like them. And it would be a hell of a race.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, I'm not saying that we would win all 10, but I know we ain't going to lose 10.
Right. Well, and that's my big thing, you know. Chuck had made the comment, you know, on that post on my discussion group that all he's seeing is track cars. And I said, hold up, you know. I don't see no track car sitting in my driveway. You know, I mean, mine's is straight up a street car, but I can promise you I'll knock the hooves off that thing.
Yeah.
You know, And I ain't heard nothing since, you know. I mean, I'm not stupid enough to go out here and say, well, I want to run, you know, Murder Nova, or I want to run, you know, Justin's Le Mans. I don't, you know, it's not even a judge. It's fucking Le Mans. I don't want to run the Le Mans. You know, I built a motor for that a while back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when this all first started, I built that blown and ejected small block for that. And nothing happened. You know, so we trashed the blown and ejected motor and went with a nitrous motor. You know, I'm not stupid enough to say, you know, I got 2,000 horsepower. I mean, it's not that way, you know. Promise you, I could walk up the list at least to the number, you know, probably the number six, number five car and not be sweating it yet.
Right.
You know, I just don't agree with the way they do things. You know, run the guys that say you're going to run you, that they will run you. Don't run the guys that are looking for their 15 minutes of fame or trying to reignite their past.
You know, I told Sean, I invited him to call into the show because we get into little battles. And then when he says, oh, I forgot, he called me a keyboard bully or some shit like that. And I said, you little pussy, how come you didn't pull your car off the trailer when you were on Compton? And then it goes blank after that.
Well, yeah, you start...
I wish they would call in.
I do, too.
I left them the message, the number, and he says, who are you? You're nobody that I have to call in for. I said, yeah. I said, tuck tail, baby.
Right.
Just run.
Right, exactly.
Because he knows I'll call him on all this shit, and they have no answer for it. I have Asian's number. We were calling Asian all the time from the show, and he'd never pick up or anything.
Right.
So I'd leave him stupid messages. You know, I would say, hey, Hong Kong Fooey, why don't you call him to the show? That's probably why I don't call in, but...
Well, I mean, you know... at this point, they've forgotten where they come from. That's the first thing.
They've gone Hollywood.
Right, you know. And their egos have gotten big enough now that they believe their own ego. And that's a sad thing because they're not that good. They're good at what they do where they're at. You know, they're good at what they do on the show, but they're not good at what they do with the real guys.
I'll tell you, man, if they start tangling with the South... Alabama, Georgia, even to go back to Mississippi, to Florida, and the Carolinas, these boys are going to get hurt.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've been ducked Rob Brazil for 2 years. For 2 years they've ducked him. Brazil offered to pay their fuel here, offered to help put him in a motel, and just to run him, and they wouldn't do it. We called them out when that show first started, and they wouldn't do it. And that's why I made the comment, you know, on my page here, you know, you all talk this shit, but you've been ducking us for 2 years.
I'm telling you, man, they get down in that South right there, they better bring extra guns with extra bullets, speed loaders, the whole nine yards, man.
And
that's a whole different world down South.
Big Low ain't no joke.
Uh-uh.
You know, he's no joke. You know, I mean, you got people like Big Low, you got James Gruskin's car, people like that. I mean, you know, James ain't going to put his shit on the street, you know. But I've even said to him, look, dude, you know, I'll drive it. You put it on the street, we'll tune it. Don't worry about it, you know. But even that car would put it flat on them. And they just, you know, but you won't see them make any attempt to move at anybody, you know, that they know there's a chance they're going to lose. Brazil's wagon, the zombie wagon, that car, you know, I'm not going to go into numbers, but I'm going to tell you it's in the bottom numbers.
Right.
It's a wagon, small tire wagon, in the bottom numbers. They don't want a part of it. They've ducked it for 2 years.
You know, I see the cars, a lot of videos on YouTube, and like everybody else, and I think they're coming down there. I think they're biting off a little bit more than they could chew. I think in California we had their number. I think we should have won at least three of those races. Louisiana, I don't know the results in Louisiana.
It was like
but my boy Boom, they did what?
It was like 4-1. You know,
who got
like
beat?
Four, I think. I can't remember what the cat's name was.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I heard about this.
Chuck,
is this the one that Murder Nova lost and then they had a rerun and he won?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, now what kind of shit is that?
I
would have said, hell no. I ain't rerunning you. These guys talk about racing on the street. What, all the street racing I've done, Chris, there's one rule. Chase is a race.
That's right.
I move, you move, it's on. If you sit
right. See, he claimed, Sean claimed he wasn't up on boost, yada, 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 you know.
That's not his problem.
You know,
if he
so
stays
busy
and ready to go, the starter turned the light on. Who gives a fuck if he's staying on boost? I'm going to wait?
Well, yeah, exactly. And I agree, you know, but it makes for good TV. You see what I'm saying?
Oh.
You know, it's in the script, and that's what I keep saying. You know, so you know, people bring up, you know, something that's happened or yada yada. You know, and my point is, it's in the script. It wouldn't happen like that in real life. You know, it's just not going to happen that way. And if it tried to happen that way, somebody's going to get gunned down.
If anybody has Sean's number, call that punk ass bitch and please tell him to call into this show. I gotta tell him. I feel bad talking behind his back.
Well,
they're making the racers.
You have. You know,
what's that?
They won't man. What choice do you have but to talk like we are right now? Hell, they won't man up and do it. So I mean, you got no choice.
And listen to this, Chris. When they get their cars, they allow the driver and two guys to be crew members on their set. That's it. It's a closed, like if it's a TV set.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't let everybody come watch. They keep everybody out, and they have that movie set like that.
Well, yeah, that way, you know, it kind of keeps a lid on a lot of things. You know.
But you still get people out there. Because when they were out here in California, all the street racers out here, they were walking through the field as far as they could go to the street. So, you know, they were, they got to watch, actually see the races, but they were probably still maybe, you know, eighth mile, quarter mile away on the side from the, you know, from the street they were on. But that's how everything was going on.
Right.
And I just think that, you know what? Do what you say. If you're the fastest, prove it. But the part, and I even talked about this a couple of weeks ago, the part that makes me angry is that these races are fixed. And then what they do is they already know they've won.
Sure.
So instead of saying, you know what, man, I got lucky tonight. They had some bad luck. Too bad. That was a pretty fast car. They get all cocky fiction. Those cars ain't shit. Those cars ain't fast. Well, you didn't pick the fastest cars for one, but how can we rebuttal because they're on camera? So what they're doing is they're making all the street racers look stupid. And that's the part that angers me.
Well, it's not just that they're making them look stupid. There's a lot of us that are just getting really pissed at the whole scenario to begin with. You know, I mean, because all of us that are getting bent out of shape knows how it really goes, and they won't give us the chance to put them in their place.
Right.
You know, that's what it boils down to. And then you get, you know, a bunch of OKC nut swingers out there that, you know, I mean, look at them like we were talking earlier, the WWE stuff. I mean, you know, they look at them the same way, like it's real life, and they, I mean, it's ridiculous. And half of them don't even have a car of their own, but they talk that shit.
It's the fans. And they got a big fan base. Oh, I get that.
They're huge. They're huge. I do too. I mean, it's great. It's going to happen, you know. And they've brought a lot of – I mean, in all honesty, they've brought a lot of good to the sport as far as, you know, promotional stuff they do at the drag strips and things like that when they do go and stuff like that. That's great, you know. It's great they're making their money. I don't have any problem with any of that. I think it's awesome that they can do all this sort of stuff. I think that, you know, any man that can make money doing what he enjoys doing – man, that's the way to do it. But God damn it, if you're going to do this and you're going to say, hey, we're this and we're that and you guys ain't got this and you ain't got that, then by God, answer the call of the people that say no. I do have it. Bring yourself here.
Yeah, I agree. I just think they're making, I guess the word I would use would be a mockery.
Yeah.
Of all this.
You know, and Chuck, I'll be honest with you, Chuck needs to just go ahead and hang his shit up because he's done. I mean, that cat right there, I he's just a waste.
You know who I think has the fastest car out of all those cars? I think it's that Camaro.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, Jerry's shit's no joke.
I think that car's the fastest car out of those top 10.
But I'll tell you, if Love gets that money to hook, it's going to be something to reckon with.
Which one is that?
If he can, the Monte Carlo.
Oh, the blue one?
Yeah. If he can get it to hook and get the suspension right in this thing, it's going to be something to reckon with, you know. But as it stands right now, I believe you're right. You know, I believe that Jerry's Camaro is the one, and I think he should be there. You know, I mean, he's honestly about the realest one of the whole group. You don't hear him running off at the mouth like you do Sean and Chief and that. You don't hear that shit, you know.
Nope, he's just out there to race.
You know, he goes out, does what he's got to do, and, you know, it is what it is. Same way with old Varley, you know. You got to get, you know, with the gold car, you got to give him credit. I mean, this man's been doing this for how long, you know. Still with the same car, you know, trying to do the best he can do. He's had a little bit of problems here and there. But, you know, you don't hear him running off at the mouth neither. The only ones you really hear running off at the mouth is Sean and Chief. And you hear Daddy Dave running off at the mouth. And he really ain't got no reason to say shit. It's not even his truck.
Right. Now, here's something I got to ask you, Chris. You tell me. How do you get your car done and automatically get on the list and get on to the 5 spot, and you haven't even raced anybody on that list?
I don't know, man. I really don't. You know, and how do you move up it so fast? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, he didn't even come into number 10. He went straight to number 5 and didn't race anybody.
I don't know. I mean, all I can say is, again, it's in the script.
Man.
You know, I just
Well, did you see
him.
That thing I put up?
What's that?
with that newspaper caption says wanted?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah. They should be put in jail for the fakest racing done on TV.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, when it first started, you know, and I'm sure everybody's kicked the same horse 100 times, but when it first started, you know, I thought this is going to be kind of neat, you know. The first show I watched, I thought this was all right. By the third show, I was done because I realized at that point they ain't shit, and it's just got increasingly worse. It's just like, you know, Sean going to the Twins this time, you know, Twin Turbo. Look here, he'd have done better if he'd have kept his Pro Charger and learned that. You know, instead of trying to step up. You know, the only reason he'd done it is because of Chief and because of Lutz. And I don't even know why the hell Lutz is even involved with these guys.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I mean,
you know what? I got to tell you this, Chris. All this stuff got started like this through Pink's.
Oh, yeah.
And then Pink's All Out. But you know what was great about Pink's All Out?
What's that?
Everybody was running their hardest. Everybody was running flat, and that's who won the race.
Well,
one who could
you know,
outlast everybody else.
you know, I was going to run Pink's in, what, about 2008 or something like that. And unfortunately, at the time, the car that I had wouldn't pass their tech thing. But, you know, Nate Pritchett, really good guy. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know,
I'm still good friends with them.
Yeah, Nate's a really good guy. Rich, a little cocky, a little arrogant, but you got to like him because he is cocky and arrogant, you know. But Nate, you know, he's really got it going. I don't know what he's doing anymore. I haven't talked to him in a long time. I used to talk to him all the time, and I don't talk to him anymore. But, you know, he was actually genuinely upset that I couldn't get in on that one.
Right.
You know, and I really thought he was, after all this was done and over with, Nate would have picked something up and kept going. And I think he was trying to do something like the Quick Eight or something like that there for a while. And I don't know whatever happened with that. But he's good.
Well,
he's
when
good
they did, after the Pink's All Out, they left Pink's All Out, him and Steve Pullen, the producer of Pink's, they got together and Nate started the 1320X. And they were starting to have shows going around, you know, certain tracks and having races. And then Nate started the Ultimate Outlaw series. It was a four-race series. And, you know, he's got a car. He's got, I think it's an 03 or an 05 Mustang.
Uh-huh.
It's that bullet green.
He's always been a Mustang guy, though.
Yeah. And, you know, he's got that car. He runs with Pete Bonafide down in Florida. They built this car. And, got one. CDD or CCD chassis, where they built the chassis.
Right.
Those guys were going to a lot of races and doing a lot of stuff. I know Adam's birthday was just the other day, a couple days ago. Yeah, they're good guys, man. They really are. Those guys bleed race fuel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I don't know. You know, I really, really would have thought Chuck would have called in tonight because I really had some things I wanted to say to him, but I guess not, you know. So it is what it is.
I don't know what the problem is. It's just little old Tao out in California. Going to bite nobody.
Right.
The problem is they won't be able to answer any questions, or they'll say something like, I didn't lose to that person. That's what Sean's favorite words are. When someone was texting or either messaging on Facebook, they said, Daddy Dave got his ass kicked by Pumping Up in Chicago. And Sean says, well, I never lost to anybody in Chicago. Instead of having his boys back, to me, it's like he's throwing them under the bus.
Sure, sure. Well, I mean, you know, what can you do? I mean, really.
Do you have Chuck's number in Oklahoma?
No, I've got Justin's, and that's about it, you know. A long time back, you know, and... on Facebook a few different times, but didn't have his number. The only one I've got's Justin's, and you know, he used to answer his phone all the time, you know, and I don't know for all, you know, I haven't tried to call him in a while, so I don't know if even the number I've still got's good. I don't know.
Now my buddy Chad, he has Big Chief's number, and this is a while back.
Justin.
He sent him a text with my number, my cell number, and the number to the show to call in. He called on that Saturday to call into the show that Saturday night.
Right.
Never heard from him. I've been trying to get these guys on since, I think, November of last year or October of last year when I found out they were coming to California. And nothing.
Well,
they don't want to come on. They don't want to answer any questions. They just want to hide behind the show.
Sure. Well, they're protected there, see.
I said, hey, listen, if you call in, we'll buy 10,000 shirts. Oh, they'd be on the phone No time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, they'll get down here and find out things are different. Believe me.
But you know what? Yeah, Be careful. Because this is what's going to happen. When they get down there, they're going to tell certain people, hey, the producer, I forgot what that chick's name is.
From Pilgrim.
From the show.
Okay.
It's going to tell them, hey, look, this is what you're going to do. This is what you're not going to do. And if they say, oh, no, hell no. Okay, have a nice day. Then go to the next person.
Yeah.
The problem is, you're going to get people that want their 15 minutes of fame.
Sure.
So knowing this is going to be on TV, the fast guys aren't going to throw a race.
No.
Because they don't want that going around town.
Right.
So they get I don't want to use the word slower. That's why I always say the cars that aren't in their class. And that's what they'll go get.
Right. Well, you know, me being me, I was in that opportunity, and, you know, I really, really wish I could be. If I got put in that opportunity and they came to me and they said, you know, this is what you're going to do and this is what you're not going to do, I would honestly agree to everything they say. And then when we got there to the light, I'd bust her ass.
That's what I keep saying. I would love to see that happen. So, you know what?
I really would.
You go to court, and they're going to sue you for breach of contract. And
right.
They're going to say,
well,
Your Honor, he was racing on the street.
Right.
And he won. And he was supposed to lose. And then the judge is going to say, wait a minute. You were racing on the street? Somebody arrest him.
And then you bought the race to begin with? You know?
Exactly.
I mean, I really would, you know, yes, ma'am, you know, yeah, I got no problem with losing. Yeah, I'm good. I'll make it look good. And then I'd bust her ass, you know.
Right.
I mean, again, it's just like the Jerry Springer thing, you know. You see these cats on the Jerry Springer show get into a fight. They already know it's going to happen. They run their mouth for 10 minutes and then they decide to take a swing. You know, ex-boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. You know, I always said the same thing about that. I wouldn't say nothing to the guy. I just walk over and bust him in the fucking mouth. You know, I mean, it's the same way with this thing here. I'd be like, yeah, it's all good. You know, I'm good with this. I ain't worried about losing, blah, blah, blah. And then when I get up there, I'd bust her ass.
Chris, hold on 1 second. I'm going to open up the mic real quick.
Sure.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, am I on?
Yeah, who's this?
This is an old buddy of yours, man.
Who's that? Who's this?
Years ago. Used to drag race with you.
Okay.
Used to race you from streetlight to streetlight.
From streetlight to streetlight? Was I on foot?
Car versus foot, brother.
I must have beaten you.
You were pretty quick back then, but I bet you can't take me now.
No way, dude. Absolutely not. I would put money on you.
Older, man. I know you got a little older.
Oh, a lot older. And about maybe 40, 50 pounds heavier.
That's why I said, man, I don't think you could take me now. Put
is
the car,
worm?
I think the car takes you.
Is this worm?
No, man.
Who is this?
I haven't spoken to you in many, many years, but you speak to my sister all the time.
Is this Rudy?
No, man. Try again. I'm Greek.
Man, I'm getting too many. No way. Is this Anthony or Nick?
This is Nick, brother. What's up, Nick boy?
What's going on, Nicky?
I got Joey next to me, man. He says, hey, Cal's doing this call-in show for Grudge, man. I was like, we got to call him up. I was like, hello, Jesse, this is.
What have you been up to?
Not much, man. We just moved back to California about a year and a half ago. How you guys doing?
Good, man. Are you back in Pedro?
No, I wish, man. I work out here in the I live in the high desert up in Victorville, and I work down the hill. So we ended up moving here, but I don't know if it's going to be permanent or not, so we'll see what happens. But I threw a little party today because my daughter is back in Georgia going to school there. So she's in town, and we decided to do an early birthday. And Joey's up here, and we're just sitting around, and he's like, hey, man, check out Tell, you know, have a call-in show. And I was like, man, we got to call him. And he starts to laugh. He's like, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, man, I don't do that man. Ski-facing on foot no more, man.
I figured, man. Joey and I were sitting. I was like, Joey was giving me the tidbits. He's like, remember foot to car? I was like, that's right, man. He used to be so fast.
Yeah, those were in my younger days.
I know, man. I know. How you doing? Doing all right, man? I haven't seen you in a
long
time.
Yeah, doing
good
out here, man. Doing good.
I'm doing good. Camille says,
trying to stay out of trouble,
man. Well, hey, I just wanted to call in, say hello. I don't want to keep you and keep other callers. I don't know what kind of line this is, but I just wanted to say hello, and I'll call you and catch up to you with you, man.
Heck yeah,
next
man. When you're in town, get a hold of me, man.
I will, brother. I'll talk
to you
later.
Good talking to you, Nick.
All right, Joe. Bye.
All right, bye. Okay, so let me explain all this, Chris.
I don't know, man.
Now, listen. You know when you're young and you figure out you need a gimmick to make some extra money?
Sure.
Well, in this parking lot that we used to hang out in, you know, I had the light poles probably every 60 feet, maybe.
Right.
So I get a phone call. The guy says, hey, Tails, come up here. I got a race for you. All right. So I get in the car and I come up there. And it's a Volkswagen. And at the time, I had a 69 Camaro. He goes, you're going to race this Volkswagen. I'm like, really, dude? You called me, got me out of bed for this? And he put his arm around me. He goes, here's the deal. It's for $100. And you have to race him on foot against the car. I'm like, have you lost your fucking mind? Dude, he goes from pole to pole and you get the jump. I go for $100. I said, all right, I'll try this. He's putting up the money. I got nothing to lose.
Right.
So he's parked next to the one light pole, and I'm just walking from side to side. Now, you got to remember, this parking lot has got the paint lines for the parking stall, you know, the oil in them.
Right.
Everything was pointing for a victory for me. So I noticed I was walking from side to side. There's a certain part when I got by the light pole, the driver couldn't see me. And that's when I broke. Now, when I was in high school, I had 4.443 speed in a 40. And by the time I got out and I heard this car coming, and I just nipped him at the finish line. So we all laughed, thought it was funny.
That's good times.
Well, it started getting around. So we had people coming from out of town looking for me to race me, and I had to be on foot. I won more money doing that than actually racing my car.
Well, I mean,
so
it's kind of, you think about it. You know, that's
it kind of put me on the map.
Right, right.
And well, the bigger the cars that came in, coming in on nitrous, big blocks, small blocks, the bigger they came, the easier it was for me to take their money because nobody could hook.
Sure.
And it really was. It was a sucker's bet.
Sure it was.
So we had some good times with that.
Those are memories you don't want to forget. You know what I mean?
You know, I know what he says that he talked to his sister. I talked to a lot of people's sister. Man. Well, I'm hoping that these guys call in tonight, getting back to what we were talking about.
It's not going to happen, man. This, you know, they just, and that's fine. They don't have to. You know, I'd like them to, but they don't have to, man. When they get down here, they're going to find out, and you're going to find a lot of cars that don't get run, and you'll find that a lot of the show will be cut out and this and that and the other. You know, because
now when do they say they're supposed to come down?
They're supposed to be here August 16th. Is what I'm understanding, and that's, you know, that's the rumor from Justin. Now I don't know, I haven't heard definite that it's that the 16th is in fact the date. I would not be surprised, to be in all honesty, that it doesn't happen, because, you know, they're going to say they didn't have any other cars. You understand what I'm saying? I could see that happen. I don't want it to happen, because I want Bigelow to literally just put it on, you know. But I mean, anything could happen. You know, I've seen so much bullshit come out of that side of the country that you don't know what to believe.
Well, you know, Chris, what they did when they came out to California, they came out to California, and then they said in a month we'll be back out here with the cars. So they might come out and do a recon first.
Sure.
And then come out with the cars in a month after that.
Well, they'll get an idea of who they want to run, you know. I don't know. I've kicked this horse so many times in the ribs, man. I've just about kicked the rib cage out, you know. It's just such an irritant.
Yeah, I'm just really surprised that, here's a format for them to come on, say what they got to say, and they just don't.
Well, you know.
But just be like prepared for a lot of bullshit. Because they're going to throw out all the heavy hitters that you got down there. They might throw out Bigelow. They might throw out a Cole Killer, Prime Time.
Yeah, that's another one,
Tony
right
Bynes.
There.
And then when these guys accept, they won't come out.
Well, it's like Todd Abrams, you know, bad 55, bad. They ain't going to toy with him, you know. And he flat out said he'd knock the feathers off the crow. You know, they ain't going to toy with him. They don't want no part of that.
Wow. Hey, Tyson, you there?
Hey, what's up, Tito? Hey, everybody.
Hey, guess what, man?
What's happening?
The Oklahoma boys want to go play with Bigelow down in Florida.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, how you like that?
When are they supposed to be doing that?
They're supposed to go down there in August, middle of August.
They going to the track?
No,
they're going to do it on the street.
I don't know about that.
Hey, you never know, man. They prep these streets. I just don't think going down to Florida is very healthy for them.
All they had to do was come here to 131 and got some action or something back home, bro.
Oh, they would have come to. Are you at 131?
They had all the heavy hitters. Donye, Cold Killer, yeah, everybody.
Are you at 131?
Yeah.
Oh, did you bump into Lady K?
No, I think Miss B.
Oh, Shake did.
Yeah, I think Miss B. I didn't bump into Lady K.
Oh.
But that
what happened? Are they done racing up there or what?
No, they're still racing. John Gay just knocked off a big tire car, Willie Bob Camaro.
Oh, you don't know who it was?
Big time racer.
Oh, Big Time Racing.
Yeah. He left his 29s on with no bars. They had Big Time and Willie Bob. He gapped them.
They're the ones who took out Primetime last week, aren't they?
Yeah, took out Tony last week, Tony Bynes. Yep.
Hey, Kale, I don't mean to interrupt, bro, but I got to jump off here.
Okay, Chris. Hey, thanks for calling in, brother. Keep me posted on them girls if they come down to Florida.
Yeah, no problem. Hit me up whenever. Tyson, be good, brother.
Oh, you too, man. You too.
So, Tyson.
You're pretty good right there.
Yeah, shoot. Everybody and their mother's there, I hear.
Cold killer. All I can say is he's picking up where he left off. Even better. Leave it at that.
They said that he lost a race.
He just got the car in the shootout. They had hurt the car Friday night.
Oh, okay.
They had a big knife in the explosion. And he just put the car in the shootout trying to see if they fixed it. And he did the same thing.
Oh, good deal, man. He
ended up running at Donnie race with the Dover. Wait a minute, hold on.
Well, it should be 11 o'clock back there, huh? Tyson, you there? Oh, there we go.
Hello.
Who's running right now?
The E2 side is making a test pass. They done had, I done seen about a good 10 or 11 drug races. And they still got drug races coming up.
Have you talked to the Shake out there at all?
They called me and told me to get on the show. I ain't seen him. I told him where I was at. I ain't seen him yet. I seen everybody else frustrated.
Yeah, him and Corey are out there.
I seen Corey earlier.
Did you see Sleepy?
Yeah, I seen Sleepy.
He wasn't wearing his flip-flops. Something's going on out there. Just to give everybody a quick shout-out and let them know, next Saturday night, I will not be on the air. I have a prior engagement that I need to attend.
Hello.
Yeah. But we will be back on the air the following Saturday. What's going on, babe?
Hello.
You there? Yeah, I'm here. Tyson.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was hollering that big drive. It looks like we had a real good race, man. It's been jammed up out here.
Was a big drag out there?
Yeah, big drag out here. He don't have his car. He out here, though.
Oh, good deal, man.
Lee Leon out here. A lot of Chicago, Ground and Pound, Eastside Stranglers. They doing their thing.
Hold on one second, Tyson. Tyson, hold on.
All
right. Big Will.
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, bro? You guys having a time of your life out there, huh?
Huh?
You guys having a time of your life out there or what?
No, I'm not there. I called
you
in.
You didn't make it?
Can I get a, no, I couldn't make it. No.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Trying to hear the race. Anybody heard the race? What's going on?
Yeah, we got a couple of Tyson. You still there? Tyson told me that Donnie beat Big Time.
Big Time Racing.
Who did?
Donnie.
Knocked off Big Time Racing. That's
what?
He got Big Time Racing.
Yeah, that's no surprise.
Him and Junior, I think Leon, he lost to that Green Malibu from Chicago.
The Green Nova?
I mean, no, the Green Malibu with the black and like the checker flag on it?
To Boz. Oh, wow.
Leon lost to him. Who else?
SVO beat Johnny SVO. Quick. Johnny Quick went in the wall.
Johnny Quick, yeah, he wrecked his car. Johnny Quick was leading the race, man. Yeah, the car got away from him. He's doing good, though, you know. But he had a hard hit. It made a sharp left turn.
Really?
Yeah, he had a hard hit. But he's doing good. I think he's back at the track. He was at the hospital checking him out because he was real sore. But his leg was hurt at his back.
Okay.
But,
Did Leon run Tommy Nova, Green Nova with the back front end?
Nope. I know yesterday Leon was having a problem with the transmission, and he changed it, and we have a nicer problem. It ain't taking a nice back line, and so Leon having some problems with issues.
So it wasn't a clean run when he ran the Green Nova, Green Boot.
No. Leon backfired on the line. But the Green Boot made a real good pass. He made a hell of a pass. Oh, Young Money, they don't want three races. They 3-0. They've been doing their thing.
Who won three races?
Yeah, what's that now? Them boys been getting busy. I don't think about 17, 18 drugs races. I can't even count them all. I can't even remember them all. Twitchy with the four black ran Bill Collector. Mario Carco killing them. The white around. And the gap Twitchy.
Hey, Big Will.
Yo.
We had a caller on tonight from Florida. Name's Chris Collins.
Yeah.
He told me that the Oklahoma Outlaw guys are going after Big Low.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're supposed to go down there August 16th.
Oh, that'll be a good one.
They want Florida and Georgia. I'm like, hell, they got the Carolinas right there, too. They
right.
can bring a whole group of cars down. Oh, these guys, man. It's a good thing they got that fake show, Will, because if this was real shit, these guys would be getting tore up.
Yeah, I believe you on a regular basis.
Man, that's just... These guys. So, hey, listen, I was looking into, since you're on the phone, I was looking into this, these remote control cars. And Will, I got to tell you, man, I'm starting to get an itch. I'm telling you, I'm afraid I'm going to start spending a bunch of money, man.
Hello.
Hell, I'll probably get more action with that thing than I do now.
Yeah, true that.
Yeah, I just can't believe how big it is. I never thought it was this big. Mm-hmm. I think it's just something else.
Oh, Jimbo about to make a hit.
Jimbo is?
Yeah, he looks real good.
Don't be on mute. I'm in a restaurant.
Okay, well.
Like his third time out with the car, and he looked real good. Real
what car is he driving, Tyson?
He got a pretty white knockback Mustang. Black and white.
Tyson, you still there? I think Tyson went on mute too.
Yeah, he got a real nice notchback Mustang.
Hey Tyson, did was it Long Island Joe? Did he make it out there?
No, I didn't see Long Island Joe. No, I didn't see him.
That place is packed though, huh?
It's packed. It's packed. It's a big crowd. Indiana, Chicago, a couple of Georgia stars. So Chris Toon and Folk Killer, they're down here. They're down here deep with a couple cars.
Did Biz make it out?
No.
Biz.
I hear you. Did he make it out? Your buddy out here.
What's that?
I said, your buddy out here, Mary Kate.
Man, stop.
I'm about to get a laugh at that.
Got a little pink car out there.
Oh, Jimbo blew the tires off.
Oh, he did?
Yeah,
how many grudge races do they have lined up, Tyson?
I stopped counting. Yeah, 22 locked in. I stopped counting 16.
Is Donnie got any more races tonight?
We're supposed to race Junior Regulate. But Junior hurt the motor. So I think Junior paid the fuck out.
Is 901 up there? Did 901 make it up there?
No, they didn't make it.
Because I think Boom's got a race down south tonight, too.
Yeah, they said they're going to come tonight. Island. Wayne's throwing a $10,000 shootout free entry.
Oh, Wayne's got a race in Milan?
Yep, the ninth.
Tonight?
Yep, the ninth of August 9th.
Oh, August 9th.
Yeah. Yep, $10,000 shootout.
Hey, Will, were you at the race last week? Big Will.
Hey, Kel. Yeah, I was
hey.
There. I'm here. Go ahead.
Did you see the flip-flops I sent?
No,
Sleepy?
No, I heard about them. No, I didn't see them, though. Hey, I'm in a bad spot. I'm stay on mute for a minute.
Okay, go ahead, man. Yeah, and we just lost Tyson. Let me see if I can get him back. Well, I really wanted to go to that race. I thought that would have been good race to go to. Well, all those races back there are good races to go to. Find the ones picking and choosing and see if I get shake back up on the line. Maybe this will work.
Hello?
Hey, so what's going on? Oh, we lost them again. Yeah, so much for my my direct feed live from the track. Both of my on-spot reporters. See, I'm going to buy them some cell phones. Have better reception than what they have. Let's see if we can get them back again. See, I like hearing all the noise. I like hearing when the cars are running. Feel like I'm right there. See real quick. I can get some more race reports coming in. I guess SVO is getting race kit. Then I guess Batman's in a head up and a quarter mile motor to motor, but I don't know with who. Well, I guess SVO's in the shootout because they said they're in the finals. And then we got Donnier big time. Oh, and then Chuck is going to run Gold Digger tonight. So we can see if those guys are in the lanes. And just for the people that came in late, Johnny Quick hit the wall a couple times, but he's doing good. So hopefully... Yeah, I'm still trying to get more reports coming in. Checking all this out right now. Yeah, I'm just wondering why we can't get a live feed to these races or what you have to do to get a live feed. Because I watch a lot of races, the live feed. Okay, here we go. Let's see. Here's the race, but I don't know if... doesn't say who's running. It looks like a Vega. Yeah, it is. It's a white Vega. That's Long Island Joe. So Long Island Joe is running. I don't know if this is... I guess it was the first race tonight. And it's racing a blue Mustang. I think it's a Mustang. I can only just barely see the front of it. Um, Vega won. A lot of white smoke at the end of the track. It was a video. So I said, I guess they gapped them. So I guess SVO and Kip are in the lanes now. So we'll see what happens with the... with that race. Hopefully we can get that before we head off, before the show closes out. I don't think so, because my ticker's counting down right now. I don't know what's up. My show keeps getting shorter and shorter, but I only have maybe 22 seconds left. So listen, I want to thank everybody for calling in. I wish I had more updates to give you guys, but if I get any again, I'll put them up on my Facebook page, and we'll talk to everybody next week, or two weeks. Next week, we will not be on the air, so we'll talk to everybody in 2 weeks. Okay, good night, everybody.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.